The Lord. For the last couple weeks, we've been celebrating the extraordinary event and season of Christmas. Part of our prayer and reflection has been focused on the surprising yet delightful reality that God humbled himself to become man. This supreme act of love originated on God's part, was made possible by Mary's response. And today, while we still celebrate the incarnation, we like Mary and the Magi, are encouraged to respond as well. Because for our celebration to be fitting and adequate, the proper response on our part is required. Because if we don't, if our lives don't change in some way, somehow, then what was Christmas even for? On the feast of the Epiphany, we are reminded of the great response by the Magi as they followed the star to Bethlehem. If they had been totally absorbed and preoccupied with their own affairs and ambitions, they never would have observed the miraculous star. Instead, their alertness and willingness moves them to leave behind their own lives for a while and follow the star. Somehow they realized, maybe if nothing else, subconsciously, that their lives lacked a certain meaning, a certain fullness, filled only by a personal encounter and embrace of the incarnate Christ and his kingdom. And like all things of importance in the New Testament, this was foretold centuries prior in the Old Testament. This new kingdom is referenced in today's first reading from Isaiah chapter 60. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. Nations shall walk by your light and kings by your shining radiance. This new kingdom will transcend all other kingdoms. Because as Isaiah says, pre-established nations will yield to this one and walk not on their own, but by the light of the new kingdom. Even kings themselves will follow this new shining radiance, clearly manifested by the three Persian kings, the wise men, following the radiance of that star to Bethlehem. Isaiah goes on, raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you, bearing gold, frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. This prophecy was so accurate and detailed that it foretold the universality of the new kingdom and the very gifts that would be presented to the baby Jesus. If there was to be a new kingdom, then it follows that a new king must also arise. And today's responsorial psalm foretells this new king. Let every nation on earth, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. The three wise men represent their own foreign nations, where they came from, coming to adore Christ. Psalm 72 goes on, the kings shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Saba shall bring tribute and pay him homage. The word for pay homage in Greek is proskonoio, meaning worship. Even though these great men are kings themselves in their own right, they yield to this king. They bow down and even worship him. What a response on their part. Not only did they recognize the sign presented to them through the star, but they reacted. They responded. They left their homeland and searched for the fullness of life. And when they found him in the arms of Mary, they bowed down and were moved to worship him. And reflecting on the event of the Magi, we can learn something about our own vocation. Namely, that God calls us out of our comfort to pursue him in a radical way. All of the Old Testament points to the New Testament and is fulfilled in it. As Pope Benedict said, the story of salvation history and all the events along the way were not random. They were willed by God so that you and me, that we may encounter God today and tomorrow, every day of our lives. This encounter with Christ is what's necessary for the story to be complete, for our story to be complete. This requires a response. And we have two options. We can respond, as Herod did when he was informed of the newborn king. He was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Not only was the jealous king Herod troubled, but Matthew tells us that all of Jerusalem. Why so troubled and insecure? Well, when we find ourselves settling for something less than ideal, we can lose our inspiration. We can lose the motivation to seek something greater. We can become complacent and troubled at the thought of moving beyond what we know and what we're used to. Is there a risk involved by moving out of our comfort zone, out of our norm, even if we're not satisfied with the status quo? Yeah, there is a risk. It's not comfortable. But God rewards a leap of faith. This leap of faith, or at least the stretching of our faith, is the second option we have for responding. The wise men in the gospel took this leap of faith. And how were they rewarded? They were some of the first people to ever lay sight of God incarnate. Some of the very first people to embrace and to receive our Lord Himself. Their readiness to lift their gaze from their normal lives up towards the heavens and move in that direction allowed them to receive the fullness of life. How can we respond ourselves? We can commit ourselves, a New Year's resolution, so to speak, to learn more about our faith. We can only love what we know. When a couple meets and starts dating, their love does not grow unless they spend time together. Married couples, for their love to continue to grow, have to continue to spend time to get to know them, each other, more and more. That is how our love grows. That is why our Lord wants us to pray. Not because He needs our prayer, not because He wants us to just check off the hour a week of prayer, but because He wants to receive our love and for us to be able to receive His love. And that only comes with knowledge, time spent together with Him in prayer. Now, we are called to know our faith, to grow in knowledge. But we don't have to become a scholar, but we should be able to articulate the main aspects of our faith, the tenets of our beautiful and rich tradition. One of the ways we foster this ongoing learning and love of the faith here at the parish, at Blessed Sacrament, is by offering the parish book program. This year's book is by Scott Hahn, Joy to the World, How Christ's Coming Changed Everything and Still Does. When you decide to participate, you simply sign up for a small group that works for your schedule. Each group meets according to the availability of the people in that specific group. The forms are in your pews right now, and they're in the back of church. As you read this book, you gather a handful of times with your small group and discuss it with the members in the group. Not only is this an excellent way to hold yourself accountable to going deeper in your faith by staying true, hopefully, to this New Year's resolution, but it provides an unintimidating way to foster the social aspect of our faith, because we grow as a community, hopefully, growing as a community within this larger parish. We're really hoping that many of you take advantage of this opportunity. We truly believe great fruit will come of it, and it is a perfect way to bolster our response to the good news that we heard proclaimed 2 weeks ago on Christmas Day. Those cards are in your pews, and if you would like, you can fill those out and you can put them in the collection, or you can drop them in the back of church in the Dropbox. So it's something to prayerfully consider and discern. Together, let us stand and profess our faith.